Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
So please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking God that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I've entitled this evening's message, We Were Reconciled to God. Amen. We were reconciled to God. And before we move into this study, how many are so blessed to know that before the foundation of the world, God already knew our name? Can I get amen?
Amen.
And it was God's plan that he would reconcile us back to him after the fall. What do we mean by that? After Adam and Eve fell, mankind fell in sin, right? And so for 6,000 years that have gone by already, in our generation, God remembered us, remembered you. Turn to your neighbor and say, God remembered you. Oh, that's right. That's right. He remembered you. And so we're here because of his grace. Amen. And so let's read these verses and then we'll just allow the Holy Spirit to have his way tonight. Amen. Starting with verse 9 of Romans chapter 5. And it reads, much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Wow. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall what? Be saved by his what? Life. By his life. Look at this, verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received what? The reconciliation. Meaning, he drew us back to himself. Amen? Look at this in verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, which was Adam, we know that, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sin. Look at verse 13. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. We're going to talk about that. Look at verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a what? Type of him who was to come. Amen, amen. So, let's go back to verse 9. Much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let me just pause there for real quick. Did you know, saints of God, that God's whole purpose, his whole intention, was to save us from the wrath of God to come? And did you know that the wrath of God is still going to come? And when the wrath of God comes, he's going to destroy the wicked. He's going to renovate this world. See, everything ends in judgment. It doesn't end in a rose garden. It'll end up being like a rose garden. But before the transformation can take place, there has to be judgment. And God's coming back to judge. Right now, God is sitting on the right hand of his Father. But he's going to be sent to come to judge this world. Remember, he's no longer in the manger. He's no longer the little baby Jesus. He's going to be coming back as a man of war. And who's he coming back to fight against? All the haters. All the ones that rejected the Lord Jesus. But more so, all those who are coming against Israel. Oh yeah, God's going to come and save them. And Jesus is going to have to come himself to do it. And guess what? All the glory is going to be all to God. Amen? Amen. And so, saints, God made us right in His sight through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because He shed His blood on the cross. Look at this scripture right up here in 1 Thessalonians. Look at this, 5:8-9. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the what? Breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Look at this, verse 9. For God did not appoint us to wrath. Aren't you so blessed? He did not appoint you to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So in the mind of God, God was always for us, not against us. Did you know that you were chosen by Him? You know, we received Him and we said yes and amen, but He chose us. None of us were moving anywhere until He quickened us and He allowed us to come to Him. Isn't that something? Go back before you got saved. Go in your BC years. You had nothing to do. Nothing to do with God. And then God came and quickened us, made us come alive, and then He drew us to the cross. You see, saints, because God is holy, He could not accept us by simply disregarding or ignoring our sins. Our sins were treacherous. Can I get an amen? Oh, yes. And guess what? We do, and we did deserve to die. But He spared us. He spared us. He had you in mind. And so instead, those sins had to be dealt with. And how were they dealt with? On the cross. God did this through the sacrificial death of His Son. Because why did He have to do this? Because Isaiah pointed it out. Look at this in Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone what? Astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Every vile and vicious and every sin imaginable that we had was nailed to the cross. It was placed upon the Lord. How many so blessed that He took it for us? Aren't you so thankful? Just imagine if we had to carry one person's sin. He carried the world. He carried it all. Wow. This is why He should be your Superman. This is why He should be your hero. Is Jesus your hero? He's my hero. Oh, that's right. He came to save us. Again, saints of God, this justification is God's approval, given to us only on the basis of what Christ did. Not what we did, but what He did. It is an acquittal that sets free all of us who were otherwise hopeless prisoners of sin. We were hopeless. How many of you could remember when you were in your drunken stupor? Oh, that's right. You guys are all a bunch of angels, huh? Oh. Come on. You remember, we used to curse with the best of them. Come on, every other word, bleepity, bleepity, bleep. And then Jesus Christ would come out. You see, my friends, if Christ's blood was shed on our behalf, then His blood will certainly save us from God's judgment. Can I get an amen? Amen. Man, thank you, God. So let's move on to verse 10 of Romans chapter 5. And it reads, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall what? Be saved by His life. Man, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for going to the cross for me. Thank you for going to the cross for you. Amen? Amen. And because Christ's death accomplished this, saints, so His life, His present resurrection life, delivers us from eternal punishment and ensures our salvation. Aren't you so thankful You know, there's only one guarantee in life. Everything else will break down. I don't care what guarantee you have, but what eventually it'll break down. What won't break down, our guarantee of salvation. Can I get an amen? Amen. That is yes and amen. We're going to be with Him. And we're going to see Him face to face. And guess what? We're going to be changed and we will be like Him. How many can't wait to be like Him? Come on, God's going to deliver us from this fleshly body that sometimes does not want to line up. Sometimes we have to drag this carcass. Can I get an amen? Sometimes we got to do this. We got to drag ourselves just to get from point A to point B. And many of us now are in that tender age. I'm not going to say golden age, but we are in that tender age, right? We're further along in life than our children and grandchildren. Oh, I heard great-grandchildren. I'm glad you said that and not me. But listen, we're around the corner. Seriously, saints, we're around the corner from taking our last breath. But the next one will be with Him. And we know the chaos in the world. We know what's happening. We're not blind bats. We see what's coming. But you know why God is putting this message, this is right on time in the book of Romans. Why? Because God's going to do something so miraculous that it's going to be mind-blowing. Because guess what He wants before He takes us home? Guess what Jesus wants? Can anyone guess what He wants? He wants all the glory. He wants all the glory. He wants to be glorified even amongst heathens, the heathen world. Remember the Old Testament, all the heathenistic nations, they were afraid of Israel because they saw what God did for them. And because what God's going to do for us in these latter days is going to be mind-blowing to them. And they're going to know when we're gone, there was a God, there is a God. And He is the God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you, God. So this is, let me just say this. His dying for us, it delivers us from eternal punishment and it ensures our salvation. And knowing all that God has accomplished should cause you and I to rejoice. Rejoice. We don't need to be sad. We don't need to mourn. We don't need to be unhappy. We need to rejoice. Why? Because we're living in this temporal body. Right. Sister, it's not always going to be painful. Thank you, Jesus. Can I get amen? Amen? Oh, that's right. Look what I found in 2 Corinthians right up here. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 5:16. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is what? A new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God who has what? Reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Let me just say this. Let me pause right there and then we're going to go to verse 19 on this. But you and I, God has given us a unique and blessed ministry. And you know what that ministry is? The ministry of reconciliation. We are to tell our loved ones. I shared with you before the Bible study what God did for me. He will do for you as well. But you got to believe God. Stay humble and true. Proclaim Him. Never be ashamed of Him. That's why Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God to save, first to the Jew and then to us Gentiles. And so never be ashamed. Exalt Him and magnify Him. Let people know who Jesus is in the days that we live in. Let's go back now to verse 19 of 2 Corinthians. Look at this. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. Aren't you so blessed that He doesn't hold you anymore to the account of all the sins that we committed. He tossed them from the east to the west. He remembers our sin no more. So He doesn't hold it against us. That's what God said in His Word. Look at this. Not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Meaning representatives. We're royalty. Did you know that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood? Guess what flows through our veins now? The royal blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. This is what our cry should be to our loved ones that don't know God. We implore you. We're pleading with you. Repent. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He's the only life ring. He's the only life saver. He's the only one that will save you from your sin. Nothing else can. You could be on the best diet. You could get on the best workout program. You could wake up and say, I'm not going to watch this, and I'm not going to curse no more. You could do all these things in the natural, but yet that will do nothing for your salvation. It's what Christ has done for us. Amen. Can I get amen? Amen? He took all our junk that was in the trunk. He took it. And look at this in verse 21, right up here. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. How many are so blessed to know that now God proclaims you righteous?
Thank you, Lord.
You know, you woke up not feeling good. You woke up maybe, some of us sometimes, we get a little anger in our heart, whatever the case may be. Somebody may even say something that hurt our feelings. But look, that does not, you got to get a hold of this. Despite of all that, God still sees us as righteous. Even in our sinfulness. Even in our shortcomings. He looks at us different. You know why? Because the blood has covered us. The blood has cleansed us. And so God doesn't see no more sin. Can I get an amen? All, God the Father, all He sees is the blood. What can take away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It was the blood. Thank you, God, that made us stand before Him now righteous. Not in our own self-righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. There's nothing we can boast about. There's nothing we can be braggadocious about. Nothing! Other than, look what God has done for me. Look what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So now let's go back to Romans chapter 5 and verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received what? The reconciliation. You see, saints, Paul has already told his readers that they should rejoice in sharing God's glory and the problems that we had and how God is solving them. Did you know that God wants to be glorified in all of our messes and all of our problems? He's in that. He's in the midst of it. And He's working it out. He's working it out. And He exclaims that they should rejoice in God. We all need to rejoice in God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Did you know that King David knew when his enemies were after him? When he knew that he failed God, he still cried out to God. Did you know that you and I are like a King David? What was the same thing that he had that we have today? A heart after God. David had a heart after Him. He understood his failures and he fell on his face. Many of us, God has called through the carpet. How many of you could recall that God has called you to the carpet a couple times? Huh? He had to show us some errors in our way. But yet he loved us through it. He saw us through it. Can I get amen?
Amen.
He wasn't like Satan who beat us and beat us and beat us and beat us and then threw us out on the curb. No, God chastises us and then restores us.
Amen.
Aren't you so blessed
amen.
That we don't have that old taskmaster anymore? We got someone that loves us. So just remember how you cared for your child and your grandchildren. That's how God cares for us, no differently, if not even more. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. That is the heart of God. But King David understood this. Look at this. In Psalm 71, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul which you have redeemed. You know, you and I, turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you have been redeemed by Jesus. We've been redeemed. Reconciled, redeemed, saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized in Jesus' name. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Look at this. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. This is how much King David loved God. He would just talk about God. Is that what we do? Or do we do this? Look at this. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. For they are what? Confounded. For they are brought to shame who seek my hurt. Listen, we're always going to war against the world, the flesh, and the devil. Can I get that? Can I get amen?
Amen.
But God is with us. God is with us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And the world and Satan are confounded when God comes and saves our bacon.
Amen.
Oh, they're confounded, all right. Oh, man, I thought we had them. And God comes to rescue us. Thank you, God. Look what else he wrote in Psalm 70 and 4. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Like, is God magnified in your life?
Yes.
I can only speak of my own being, but I magnify him wherever I go. I thank and praise God. Even right now, in where this recession we're in, we're in a place where it used to be $3 for a hamburger. Now it's almost $20 for a hamburger. Huh? Oh, come on. You go to Island's Burger, you're paying $25 for one hamburger. It didn't get bigger. It's the same little puny burger that comes out.
$20.
But can we still rejoice? Can we still say, God, you're still going to provide for us. God's going to put food on your table. God's still going to clothe your backs. God's still going to put a roof about
you.
God's going to still heal your sicknesses and your diseases. Come on. You got to believe God's in it. You got to remember, God's in it to win it. He doesn't want us to lose. He wants us to succeed. And so rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. We rejoice in God because God took our sins upon himself and paid the price for them with his own death. Instead of punishing us with the death we deserve. You know we all deserve that. But through faith in his work, we become his friends. And are no longer enemies and outcasts. How many are so blessed to know that he calls us even friends?
Yes.
Did you know that God is madly in love with you?
Yes, yes.
He is so in love with us.
Yes.
Beyond that we can comprehend right now. So let's move on to verse 12 of Romans chapter 5. And it reads, therefore, just as though one man's sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. So we all know the story. We all know the story. But you know, there was one little creature in the garden. And you've heard me say time and time again, it's old Slewfoot. Did you know that entity is still here? And he's trying to take as many with him down into hell. Right, because he knows his time is short now. And the demons are raging. There looks like chaos right now in the world. But let me just say this. There's nothing out of place. Meaning, it's all falling into place. It's all falling into place. You see, saints, sin came into the world through one man. Adam sinned against God, causing a domino effect. We're recipients of that. Until God delivers from this body of flesh, we're still going to go through the curse of Adam. Can I get an amen? And so sin entered the entire human race because of that. Then sin, it eventually brought physical death. Jesus came to give his eternal life. Amen? Because flesh and blood cannot go into heaven. We are bound by the law of gravity. We cannot go into heaven with this. Because here's the thing. If our human bodies went to heaven, sin would come with it. And there's no sin in heaven. So we have to be changed. And we have to be sinless. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so we know the story. It's right here in the next 8 verses right here. Look, in Genesis. Now the serpent was what? More cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Let me just stop right there. This is the lie of the devil, the lie of the enemy. The enemy will lie to you, will curse you, will try to connive you, will try to trick you. And look at this serpent. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of all the trees in the garden. Look at this in verse 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Oh, here comes Slewfoot. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. You see how he made this, what, controversial? And that's what, right now, in today's world, the media, the progressives, the woke generation, they're all spinning this right now. And this is why they want God out of society. This is why they want to drive God out of our public arena. And because Satan's behind it. Look at this. For God knows that in the day you eat of your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. What? So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her and ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves, what? Coverings. And the last verse here, in verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. I want you to catch that. I want you to see that. I want you to see what God showed me with this verse. It says, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves. Did you catch that? They hid themselves. The people today are hiding themselves from God. No differently. They're hiding. They want nothing to do with God. They're hiding no differently. Until God pulls us out. God has to quicken them. He quickened us. Can I get an amen? Amen. He made us come out from hiding. He made us come out and says, here I am. And look what I'm about to do in your life. How many are so blessed that you heard his voice?
Amen.
Thank you, God. You see, death is a consequence of being under the power of sin. It was not in God's original plan for human beings to die, but it was the result when sin entered into the world. We get that. Inevitably, saints of God, the gift of life we bequeath to our children includes with it the sting of death. Until God comes for us, we're going to experience the sting. It's only a sting. Because we know many people already in our life that we had to what? Place in the ground, right? But for the believer, the moment they closed their eyes, they were with God in glory.
Hallelujah.
For that tiny little sting was just that, a sting. But look what Hebrews says right up here. And as is the appointed for men to die once, but after this, the what? I'm praying right now. I don't know if you guys know him. I think some of you may know him. They call him B-Boy. He's one of the Portillos. My sister-in-law said he's got maybe about a week or 2 weeks left. Because his kidneys have basically given out. 2% is left in the kidneys. And my brother Dale and many of us are trying to reach him, and he don't want nothing to do with God. Father, I bind that spirit. Lord, I pray he will call upon you before he shuts his eyes, God. Give him ears to hear and eyes to see. Lord, destroy the pride. It's pride, nothing else. Destroy the pride. And Lord, humble, that he would humble himself before you, God. And Lord, that he would leave this world in your bosom. Oh God, have mercy. Mercy. We cry out for mercy, God. Mercy, Lord. Give them a mind to be saved. Well, give them a heart to repent. Oh God, save him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You see, my friends, all human beings have two characteristics in common. All of us are clumped. Before we get transformed to the new body, the Bible calls us all sinners. Amen?
Amen.
And many of us will experience physical death unless Jesus comes and takes the church home. Amen? That's what my prayer has been. Oh God, spare us from the sting of death. That when you come back for us, we will be changed and be like you in a twinkling of an eye. That's my prayer, and I know it could be a prayer of, I don't know, a prayer that maybe not be according to his will. But all of us have that hope. Every one of us have that hope. Everyone should say, God, come for us while we're still alive, God. Because he is faithful, even at the sting of death. He is still faithful. Let's move on to verse 13 of Romans chapter 5. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. So you remember, before Moses came on the scene, there wasn't any law. It wasn't the dispensation of law. It was just dispensation of conscience. When Moses came, he brought the law. And so thank God for the law. Because you know what the law did? It pointed out our sin. Can I get amen? How many are so blessed to know that? God's law was not given until the time of Moses. So the people who lived between Adam and Moses didn't have it. They had no specific laws to obey or even to break them. But Paul explains this in Romans. Look at this. 3:20. Look at this. It says, therefore no one will be justified in his sight by the works of the law. For the law merely brings awareness of sin. Praise God. Praise God. It was the law of God that convicted us as sinners. Without the law, we would still be doing our own thing. But we had to be convicted.
And also, because of the law, the character of God was revealed to us.
Yes. Yes, amen. That's a valid point, sister. But sin that was in the world was the power or force that causes people to act independently of God. All people are under the power of sin, and all people act in rebellion against God. I shared this scripture, I'll share it again. All we have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Man, thank you, God. How many are so blessed to know that God did something mighty in our life? Jesus, thank you, God. You see, saints, the people who lived prior to the time of Moses could not break any specific thing. There was none. And so we're going to move on to our last verse of Scripture, and it's right here in verse 14. Look at this. Nevertheless, say that with me. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. This is what I love about Paul. God gave Paul revelation on what Jesus was all about and what he did for us, and that we should never be ashamed of it. Death is the result of Adam's sin. And all of ours. Even our sins don't resemble Adam's. He's got to remember, we live in a whole different age. We got more vile and vicious and foul things that ever took place in Adam's day. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have X-rated movies and R-rated movies and violent movies and the things that we have. They didn't have every day someone doing these big, huge, what are they called nowadays? Mass shootings? There have been over 300 mass shootings since January. In 1940, 1950, 1960, they were unheard of. And if someone died like that, people would go to the TV and cry. No one's crying no more. We're numb. This is our daily life now. You go on the news, oh, there was a mass shooting here. There was a mass shooting here. 7 people here, 10 people here, 20 people here. We're numb to it now. Jesus said right before he returns, it'll be like the days of Lot and Noah. And it's very violent. That's why I shared earlier when I shared it with the men last night. When we were in Idaho, when I was in Arkansas, in Tennessee, there was hospitality. Hello, sir. Hello, ma'am. How you doing? There was nobody rushing nowhere. There was no one honking their horn at you. Get out of the way. There was none of that. Everyone, the doors would open for you. They would open a door for you. There was hospitality. What happened here? Where did all that go? And for thousands of years, the law had not been explicitly given, and yet people still died, though. The law was added to help people see their sinfulness, to show them the seriousness of their offenses, and to drive them to God for mercy and pardon. Aren't you so blessed that God pardoned us? Wow. Just imagine if you committed over 100 offenses and you deserve to spend the rest of your life in prison, and you stand before a judge and the judge says, you know what? I'm having a great day today. I'm going to pardon you. They'd be like, what? Well, Jesus pardoned us. How many people did you murder in your heart? How many people did you commit adultery in your mind? Jesus said, you look upon a woman, you've already committed adultery. We are very sinful people, yet God still had mercy. I'm hoping that what we could receive out of this Bible study is that God is so good. God is so good to us. Because we don't deserve none of everything that God has given us, we don't deserve it. We don't. We don't deserve none of it. But God is a good God. I'm going to end with these scriptures and then we'll pray. But look what Hosea 6 and 7 says. Look at this. But they, like Adam, have transgressed the covenant. There they were, what?
Unfaithful
to me. Mankind has been unfaithful to God since the fall. And yet God didn't destroy us. How many are so blessed to know that God didn't destroy mankind and start a different type of creature? Always remember this. In Genesis, it says, God made us in the likeness. So if He made us in the likeness, He's not going to destroy something that resembles Him. Creatures are not in the likeness of God. Humans are. And this is why God had a plan. He had a plan before He created. Did you know that the Bible says that God already slew His Son in eternity past? He already knew. He had prepared the Lamb of God before He spoke everything in Genesis. This is the mind of God. This is God beyond us. Beyond that we can even comprehend right now. We're just getting a foretaste of who He is. He hasn't given us everything. We see partly, and we see things blindly. But He's going to reveal everything to us when we become just like Him. Look at this right here in Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, so also death was passed on to all men because all sinned. It was Adam. Adam caused all this. But how many are so blessed to know that Jesus came right after Adam? Look at this in Romans 5:21. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through who? Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, God. And that's the Lord calling me right now. It sounds like a strum from the clouds. Thank you, God. Look at this in 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. All made alive. And God has made our soul alive. We were dead, weren't we? And now we're alive unto God. God has given us a new tongue to praise Him. He's given us a new mind. He has given us a new heart. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Even through our faults and failures, our ongoing inwardness is to praise Him, to glorify, to keep following Him. Can I get amen? Because He's the one that got us a hold of us. Thank you, God. And our last verse of Scripture right in here. So it is written, the first Adam became a living being. the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. So Christ, one act, determined the character of eternity, and that was going to the cross. How many are so blessed to know that he went to the cross for you and for me? Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you while we were all yet sinners, you died for us. And Father, we thank you for all that you're doing, what you've done, and what you're about to do. And Lord, let us not be fearful on the things that are taking place, but give us faith and hope, and give us strength to seek you every day, knowing, Lord, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Knowing, God, that you save us. You saved us for such a time as this. And you're going to use us mightily. Every way we go, no matter where we go and who we see, I pray, Lord, that it'll all be divine appointments. And Lord, we pray for those that we do know that don't know you right now. Give them a mind to be saved. Give them a heart of repentance. Yes. And I'm speaking to those right now that are watching on Facebook and YouTube. If you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would surrender your life. You would repent. Turn from your wicked ways and turn to the Lord Jesus with your whole heart, soul, and mind. And watch him do the miraculous in your life. Watch him change you from the inside out. Watch your life turn in from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And only God can do that. So if that's you, pray this simple prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? Man, is he worthy? Thank you, God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.